Girl. Hey, welcome back. It's Lincoln from Taylor and Cosmo Radio Series XM 109. I'm Taylor. That's Kenny Hamish Demands.
Hello, Taylor.
Okay, you guys. So right now we have Dr. Jen Berman hanging out with us. Hello, Dr. Jen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. And of course, you guys, we are talking all about her show on VH1, Couples Therapy, tomorrow, Wednesday, May 9th at 10 p.m. It's a season finale. Dr. Jen, I'm depressed. What am I going to watch now? What am I supposed to do with my Wednesdays?
You're just going to have to sit and wait for season two.
A season two coming?
There's talk about season two.
Ooh. Are we going to have to wait like a full year, or will it be hopefully like one of those like coming in like, you know, like 6 months or 8 months kind of a thing?
I think you'll be pretty soon.
With a whole new crew of celebrities with relationship woes.
A whole new crew, if all goes well. Nothing definite, but there's talk.
I'll say a little prayer. I'll say a little prayer tonight when I kneel down beside my bed, which I do every night.
Obviously.
Well, you know what I'll do? In the interim, I'll just listen to you on the Love and Sex Show with Dr. Jen on Cosmo Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you guys, of course, you can catch Dr. Jen on Cosmo Radio every weeknight, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so Dr. Jen, we have so much to talk about. A lot's happened in the show since the last time we spoke.
Yes.
And, of course, the season finale is coming up tomorrow. So, you know, this is the end. This is the end of everything. With this crew of couples.
Yes.
And I want to know, who do you think's going to make it and who's going to end up breaking up?
Well, I can't tell you.
Come on!
Who's going to stay together and who's going to break up. But what I can tell you is that everybody gets to the place in their relationship that they are meant to be.
That they are. So you feel like everybody was fully resolved.
Yes.
But 3 weeks was enough time, right? They were there for 3 weeks.
It was 3 weeks, and it was such an intense 3 weeks. Yes, 3 weeks was enough time.
It was
actually hard to say goodbye.
I can imagine.
You'll see. It's a very emotional episode. It's very dramatic because also, you know, we last left off where Lee, Vienna's ex-boyfriend, had come to do therapy, to do a session with her, and it was pretty intense. And there's resolution on that tonight, which is very dramatic. And then also Linda's mom comes. I do a session with Linda's mom, which is pretty intense as well.
Right, because she's not happy with the two of them.
She doesn't approve of that.
She does not approve of Linda and Charlie. She's a very traditional lady, and she has not been supportive the whole 4 years that they've been together.
Right.
And then I have a last session with DMX and Tashira that is very emotional.
I can imagine.
And also a last group session with everyone that's pretty intense.
Is there going to be any sort of like a reunion special where they all get together?
Nothing that I know of at the moment.
Right. I don't know if that would make sense, actually, because, you know, I'm trying to think of like the template. Well, you know.
Down the line.
Well, down the line, I would, Dr. Jen.
Yeah.
Because I want to see, like, you know, even after tomorrow night's episode, even if people do end the show together as a couple, who's to say that they're going to last, you know, a month from now?
Absolutely. This is true.
Back to the whole thing you were talking about with Linda and her mother.
Yeah.
How important is a parent's approval when it comes to relationship?
It's a great, great question. And I think that the answer is twofold. On one hand, to have the approval of your parent is incredibly helpful. To have their blessing is really a great thing for your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, part of individuating and being an adult person is making decisions that are separate from your parents, and sometimes they don't approve. And if this is a well thought out decision you're making, and you're making it from an adult place, not a rebellious place of like, oh, I'm going to date him just because my mother hates him and I hate my mother.
Right.
But from like a really adult place, it's okay to not have their approval, but it certainly makes life a whole lot harder when you don't have their approval, you don't have their blessing.
Gosh, so, so difficult. Do you think that's maybe one of the hardest things to overcome is a parent not approving of someone's significant other?
I think it's definitely at the top of the list. It would certainly be a top five.
How many relationships do you think you've seen end over the years because of that?
Probably indirectly a lot.
A lot, People especially who don't take care of it in therapy.
Because also what tends to happen is that when you don't have that parent's approval, especially when you're younger, Linda's a woman in her 50s.
Right.
But especially when you're younger and you know, wanting to get married, to not have your parents' approval, if you're close with your parents, a lot of the time then when things go wrong, it becomes, my mother was right about you. And it becomes kind of ammo in the relationship that hurts it.
Right. Exactly. Do you think that most parents are supportive of their kids' relationships? Or do you think that there are a lot of parents who never think that somebody is a good enough match for their child?
I think most parents want to be.
Right.
But I do think that sometimes parents have this idealized vision of what they want for their kids. And it does become, nobody's good enough for my kid. And that's not healthy either, because it's important that parents teach their kids that their partners will have flaws, and that you have
yes.
to, part of being in a healthy relationship is dealing with their flaws. There's a fine line between a flaw that makes a couple incompatible and when you've made that commitment to be together and there's a flaw that you have to work through as a couple.
Right.
You know, I say it all the time on the show. Look, marriage is hard. Relationships are hard. It
right.
involves compromise. It involves dealing with other people's flaws. And when you have a parent who's standing behind you saying, oh, he was never good enough for you, it can be really harmful for the relationship, especially if you listen.
Right. Also, Dr. Jen, I think a lot of people make the mistake, especially young women specifically that are close to their mothers, I feel, or maybe their fathers,
yes.
Complaining about their significant other and the problems in their relationship to them in the beginning. And then it's hard for the parent
careful.
To get over that.
I always say, parents and friends are 6 months behind. So if you have a fight
yes.
and you tell your parents today, it will 6 months from now, they'll just be getting over it and you've completely moved on a week later.
Right. Six. So
you know?
Parents and friends are 6 months behind.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
so true.
You
have
to
be selective of what you share, because it will come back to haunt you.
Should you share it all, Dr. Jen?
Should you share at all, or should you share everything?
At all.
Yes, you should, because I believe that female friends and also the support of loving parents, that is that's part of your support system.
Right.
But you don't have to share every detail, and I think you have to be selective, and also you have to bring it back to your relationship and to your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, as opposed to just telling everyone else, because you won't work through it talking to everyone else. And not to mention that people have their biases. Sometimes what happens is you're pissed off at your partner, you go, you talk to your girlfriend, you get them riled up, and then they're like, oh, he's such a jerk, you should just leave him. Whereas, you know, you're not objective. If you had told them the true accurate story, they might have been like, look,
right.
you probably should sit down and talk to him, or, you know, you were really wrong about that. And also sometimes friends don't have the courage to say, hey, you were wrong. It's hard to find people that will call you on your shit.
Right.
But that's what good friends do, if they have all the information.
Right. Well, Linda's mom has no problem calling her on her shit, or what
this
she concedes her shit to be.
This is true.
What do you think about a relationship like Linda and Charlie's, which is, I mean, there's such a huge age discrepancy there.
I have to say, I came into the show with such a bias, and I've talked to Linda about this. We're actually on Access Hollywood talking about it last week.
Really?
I came in, I was like, I'm going to have to break this couple up.
Right.
Like, this is awful. I felt really bad going into it. I was like, this age difference is huge. And I realized that, you know, even as a therapist, you have your own biases, and they have a really amazing connection. And he is a very old soul. She's a very young spirit, and he is very tender and very nurturing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to see. And he really became a role model to the other guys in the house.
Wow.
A lot of the guys came to him and asked him for advice, like, how would you deal with it? Because he has this kind of Buddha-like way about him.
I know.
And it was really amazing to see that shift and to see him advise the other men in the house. It was really cool. You would never know he's 23.
Are there any couples that I won't name any names, Dr. Jim, but I mean, is there like a part of you that's like, they must break up? The only solution is they must break up when they leave this house.
You know what? I really felt like everybody left exactly where they were supposed to be.
Hmm. You're so seasoned already.
You guys,
well, you know, VH1 will take my firstborn if I...
Oh,
I
of course.
Right.
No, yes,
so.
I know.
You guys, Dr. Jen Berman hanging out with us right now. Of course, you know and love her from the Love and Sex Show with Dr. Jen, right here on Cosmo Radio, weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, this Wednesday, tomorrow, the season finale of her show, Couples Therapy on VH1. Such an amazing show. Makes me really want to do better in my relationship. I think it's so good to have a show like this, Dr. Jen, because I think it shows the real side of relationships. And that side is the difficult side. I think that, you know, I always complain about women being fake and phony. And my biggest reason for being upset by that is because A, I'm a competitive bitch. No. But B, because I don't think it's healthy for women to lie to one another, because I think it sets unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
And
And it creates that kind of girl game sort of thing. And I think you've done an amazing job on your show being authentic and talking about your own flaws and your relationship flaws.
Thank you.
And it's very, I think it's great. I think it's so important.
You know, I did it because I just kind of felt like such a failure in my life at times. And I realized it was because people weren't being honest about their experience. Yeah. They were only giving the positive, none of the negative. And I think it's important, you know, like this show, it shows the hard side of relationships. And relationships are not perfect and they are not easy. There was somebody, Dr. Jen, that said to me, my boyfriend and I never fight. We never fight. What do you think about that?
There are unusual couples who, quote unquote, never fight.
Quote unquote.
And you know, they're very unusual. And you know, John Gottman, who does all this research and studies couples in their natural habitat and then has all these markers that he rates various different things, he says it's not whether you fight or whether you don't fight, but it's the ratio of positive to negative interactions. And mm-hmm. the magic number is 4-1. You need 4 positives to each negative.
Wow.
I do think that there are certain couples that don't fight because they're so enmeshed with one another that they kind of don't know where I end and you begin. And
right.
that's very, very unhealthy.
Because eventually,
it
will
end. Couples
end.
Need to know how to work through conflict. There are, I think, also some of those couples that what is a fight for them is not a fight for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, oh, we never fight, but it means something different to them than it might to you.
Right. Well, speaking of couples that fight, Vienna and Casey.
Ooh, yes.
I mean, it's like nonstop. You're not going to want to answer this. You probably aren't going to. But who do you think is more to blame in that relationship?
For the fights?
For the fights.
Or for... you know what? I actually think it's equal. I think typically in any relationship, it's 50-50. There's
really?
a dance. And I think that there are a lot of things. And you know, look, I adore both of these people. You know, I'm very attached to every one of the cast members. But there were things that Casey did, and a lot of it was talked about, especially when he drank, ways that he talked to her, ways that he treated her that were just not acceptable, that were very hurtful to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she has her own issues and her own reservations and her own fears and a relationship that got played out with him. And obviously Lee was a factor, and as you'll see in this episode that he was a very significant factor in her ability to get close to Casey.
Do you think that was kind of manipulative of her to come in with that, or do you think that she had every right in the world?
I think, you know what, I respect her honesty. I think that she was really honest. I think when she realized that this was a factor, she talked to Dr. Mike, she talked to me, and she was honest. And I think that that's all you can do, that if your heart is someplace else,
right.
the humane thing to do is to tell the person you're with and to deal with it.
You know, it's funny because we were a little bit earlier, this is kind of like emotional cheating. And earlier in the show, we were talking about emotional cheating. And, you know, we were having a debate whether emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating. What do you think, Dr. Jen? You are the expert after all.
Well, you know, I think it depends on the person. I think that for most people, I'd say probably for most women, emotional cheating is more threatening.
Yes.
And I think for most men, sexual cheating is more threatening.
That's so I'm
except
reversed.
On this show.
Kenny and I are flipped.
I'm upset about the emotional
and
cheating.
And I officially have a penis.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you guys are such a good yin and yang.
But that's the thing we were talking about, it because I've said, you know, for in my mind, Dr. Jen, and maybe you can help explain the emotional cheating to me, but in my mind, I feel like people that emotionally cheat and don't bring it to the physical realm should get like a high five for having self-control.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Sure. I think either one is a threat to the relationship. And I think that it's we have to work very hard to preserve the sanctity of our relationships and also to look at if you're finding yourself cheating, whether it is emotionally or sexually, what is going on in your relationship
right.
that has left you ripe for this? You know, a lot of the time when people call my radio show
mm-hmm.
and they talk about cheating, it's very easy to think about it in terms of villains and victims and
yes.
black and white. But life is a lot more complicated than that. And generally speaking, people don't cheat. I would say 90% to 95% of the time, people don't cheat when things are going really well in the relationship, when they're really connected, when they're really feeling nurtured, when they're really feeling, you know, positive feelings towards their partner. Typically, something has happened in the relationship, and usually it's over time because that's how relationships erode.
Right.
That has left this person vulnerable. And I often talk about how in order to forgive and move forward, that I talk about the four R's. You have to take responsibility. You have to show remorse. You have to to take steps to avoid repeating the behavior. And you have to work to repair the relationship. But then phase two, once you move past that, if you're staying in the relationship, is looking at what was going on in the relationship that needs to be fixed.
Right. But I mean,
what left you vulnerable?
I'm sure DMX's lady would have rather he emotionally cheated. He wouldn't have like 8,000 children if he hadn't physically cheated.
And also,
just like Sexton.
In that case, it was, you know, a child became a physical manifestation of, you know, what was wrong in their relationship and kind of such a public embarrassment for Tashira.
Do you think Tashira, okay, so we were talking earlier about like couples and 50-50 responsibility. What percentage of responsibility did you think she has in like the dysfunction of their relationship? Because he, in my opinion, he is 99.999% responsible.
I think that she is not responsible for his cheating, but there are dynamics in that relationship, and you'll hear a lot about it tonight.
Okay.
That were harmful in the relationship. She lost her voice in that relationship. She stopped speaking up for herself. She allowed him to speak to her in ways that she never, and she's an incredibly strong spiritual woman, and she lost her voice. She lost her sense of self. She lost her identity, and over the course of our work together in couples therapy, she found it. And what happens tonight is really pretty amazing with her and X. And also what's been amazing, and it really, I get chills even talking about it, is that he has come so far. Mm-hmm. And his ability to listen to her, his ability to hear her, his ability to be there for her completely changed. And you saw at the beginning of the season how resistant he was to me, to therapy, to her, to the whole process.
Yeah, and he just loves Usy. That's his favorite thing in the world to say. What a gentleman.
But what you'll see tonight in my last session with them is pretty amazing how he has evolved and also how she has evolved. And it's a very painful episode. It was actually really painful for me as a therapist, but it was really, it was so important, and it was so, it was really incredible.
Well, we cannot wait to see the season finale.
And also there's a big surprise.
Ooh.
There's a big surprise. Someone is I can't tell you who, but I as you may have seen in the super trailer, there is a diamond ring that is going to show up tonight.
Oh, my God. We guys, 10 p.m. Don't miss it on VH1.
It's tomorrow, though, Dr. Jen, right? Wednesday.
It is Wednesday tomorrow at 10 p.m. on VH1.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm sad that we're at the end of couples therapy, but I'm so excited to see what's going to happen, Dr. Jen.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for supporting the show and supporting me. I so appreciate it. Oh,
well, we wouldn't do it if we didn't like it so much, because it's so good.
I know
good.
That about you.
It's
even more wonderful.
Yeah, it is such a good show.
Dr. Jen, thanks so much for coming on. And
oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
Okay, you guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a little bit. Dr. Jen, thanks again.
Celebrities, fashion, and fun. Everything a Cosmo girl needs in her morning routine. It's Wake Up with Taylor, Cosmo Radio, Sirius XM 109.